chapter 32. Down on the lawn, Ragabol turned and strode away from the scene of his defeat. The sea rat Rogin limped up to him.
Captain, there's no way we can get at them. Those beasts ain't as simple as they look.
Bol carried on walking, without even looking back at Rogin.
Have you only just realised that? Call the crew off. There's got to be a way into that abbey, and I'll find it. You can take my oath on it, because I ain't moving from Redwall. She's mine, do you hear me? Mine!
Somewhere southeast, deep along a woodland trail in Mossflower Wood, Flinky stopped running. Breathless and shaking, he collapsed to the ground. The little gang of escaped vermin flopped down beside him. Badred slunk at the back of the group, with no beast paying him the slightest attention. Gone were his days as gang leader. Now all the vermin looked to the stoat Flinky as their saviour. He had taken them out of the sea rat's clutches. Panting hard, Crinktail clutched their mate's paw gratefully.
We did it! We got away!
Halfchop grinned fondly at Flinky, his new hero.
A chonk!
Understanding what his pal meant, Plumnose nodded in agreement.
What do we do now, Flink?
The triumphant stoat was never stuck for words, despite trying to regain his breath.
Well, Plum, we can't run any more tonight. Let's just stow ourselves under those bushes and take a good hard rest while we lay low there and hide. Tomorrow we'll head south, where no beast will ever find us again. Sure, we'll find a comfy spot where there's plenty of victuals growing, clean water and grand weather. That'll do for us. A good plan, eh?
Jupper's voice was full of admiration.
Oh, that is. Where we've you all the way, Chief?
Rolling beneath the bushes, Slipback settled down amid the leaf mould. The rest joined him, with Flinky still chattering on.
Ah, sure. We must have been mad letting greedy elf fools and oafs lead us. Forget all the magic swords, sieges and great abbeys. What more could a body want than laying round in the sun all day, filling your stomach with victuals and never an argument twixt the lot of us any more? After what we've been through, I reckon we deserve a taste of the good life, mates.
Owing to the size of his nose, Plumnose was gifted with a keen sense of smell. His voice carried a note of disgust as he called out in the darkness beneath the bushes.
Something smells awful round here.
Jupper gave vent to a horrified gurgle.
What's this?
She shot out of the bushes onto the other side of the trail. Wringing her paws, the weasel performed an anguished little dance.
There's a dead beast in there. Yuck! I popped me paw on his face. Ugh, creepy crawlies were all over his eyes.
A mad scramble ensued as the gang ran out from beneath the bushes, shuddering and dusting themselves down. Flinky was the first to express an urgent desire.
Let's get out of here. Run, mates. We'll keep going till it's light, then I'll pick a better spot. Keep going. Don't stop for nothing.
The sounds receded south into the distant woodlands until everything was still and silent once more. The only things that moved were the insects, crawling over the lifeless carcass of Jib Snout, lying stretched beneath the bushes where Ragabol had flung his slain body. Around the midnight hour, two others came along that same path, the sea rats Glimbo and Blowfly. It was the latter who searched the ground closely for signs of the fugitives. Sceptical of ever finding them, one-eyed Glimbo complained volubly.
Why in the name of hell can't you expect to find in this forest at night? We ain't even got a lantern.
Blowfly wheezed as he heaved his bulk upright.
I've got good blinkers. No need no lantern. I've tracked them this far. Now keep on till I lay paws on that scurvy little crew.
He unwound a long whip from about his flabby waist and cracked it.
I'll teach them to run away. They'll be lucky to have a hide to their backs by the time they get back to the abbey.
Glimbo watched him track on a piece, then come to a halt. Blowfly inspected the ground, carefully going back and forth over the same piece, muttering and cursing.